What does it mean for humanity to land a robot on a moon with lakes of methane in the freezing outer solar system, a billion miles away? And why should people on Earth even care? So welcome back. It's this day, that year. And on this day, it's a very special day in my family. Someone in my life, one of my brothers, it's his birthday. Happy birthday to you. I love you so much. So excited for your life. But it's this day, January 14th, on that year, 2005. So on January 14th, 2005, not only was my brother's birthday, but the European Space Agency Huygens probe successfully landed on Titan, Saturn's largest moon. This was the most distant landing from Earth ever achieved and the first landing on a body in the outer solar system. So they had a mission. It was called Cassini-Huygens. It was Cassini-Huygens mission. But Huygens was a lander piggybacking on NASA's Cassini orbiter that was launched in 1997. The probe separated from Cassini on December 25th, 2004, and coasted toward Titan. So the descent and then landing happened on January 14th. So Huygens entered Titan's thick, hazy, hazy atmosphere and deployed a series of parachutes to its slow descent. It transmitted data back to Cassini for about 2.5 hours and fell through the atmosphere. And then for 90 minutes from the surface after landing. So imagery of the mission showed river-like channels, possible shoreline features, and ice, quote-unquote, rocks on the ground. It suggested that Titan has liquid hydrocarbons, methane, ethane, look it up, learn something maybe, outside of this, playing a role similar to water on Earth. Does going to the gym mess up your day? Who even has the time? Not me. Introducing Imagym. Simply just think of your workout and poof, you did it. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. Imagym. So why is this actually such a big deal? It's a big deal because it's one, cool. But the Titan showed that it had a thick nitrogen atmosphere and a complex organic chemistry. So conditions that might resemble early Earth before life even arose. So Huygens essentially gave us a brief but incredibly rich scout of a world that may hold clues to how life could start for anyone. So what was the fallout from then to now? Science, big impact. So data from Huygens reshaped our models of Titan's surface. Instead of a global ocean, we found lakes and seas concentrated near the poles in an active methane cycle. So rain, river, evaporation, science, you know. It suggested that Titan is one of the most Earth-like bodies in the solar system, but just a little bit colder and using methane instead of water. Probably not as tasty, not as refreshing. It influenced multiple other missions. So it's Huygens' success strengthened the case for returning to Titan with more capable missions. NASA later approved Dragonfly, a rotorcraft lander mission to Titan launched in the 2020s, targeting arrival in the 2030s. So we still got some time, directly building on Huygens' discoveries. This inspired a lot of public imagination and culture. So the images of Titan's orange sky and alien shoreline captured public imagination, frequently appearing in science documentaries and popular science writing. So this has become a huge science fiction hub. People love writing about it. And then up until now, Huygens remains as the only probe to land in the outer solar system, which is a incredibly technical triumph for international cooperation because, you know, you have the European Space Alliance or whatever the A is, and then NASA. The mission is now seen as a key stepping stone in humanity's goal to explore potentially habitable worlds, not just Mars, but icy moons around gas giants. So science, we love it. You love to hear it. New space, find space, Titans, you know, everything. Speaking of Titans, watch Attack on Titan, by the way. But I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was on this day that year, January 14th, 2005. Happy birthday again to my brother. I love you. That's the podcast chat. You gotta log off. You gotta go outside. You gotta get soaring into space. All right. Take care. Till next time. Did your husband get a little too close to his secretary? Is your wife playing pickleball way too much with that friend from work? Well, it may be time to call it quits. Call attorney Harry Pitts. If the marriage is no longer bumping,
will at least get you something. Call 431-134-6789-12. This is not a real attorney.